Go back to the Haiti stuff about Haiti. What?
Related to the
product Haiti got. So you're saying related to the product,
right? So just relating to the product, like, you know, the it's getting busy right now. Vendors are seeking us out,
right?
Right, okay. Like now I gotta check IG. Like I'm getting DM messages with people like, oh, I have an event. You know, we'd love for you to sponsor.
Tie it back into Haiti making the World Cup. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, you know, it's a Haitian American rum. So, of course, with, you know, Melky's different connects, you know, she just got the keys to the city and the county and the state. So the mayors are, you know, looking for her. Like a lot of the mayors and commissioners and vice mayors, they're Haitian. Right, they're in the politics, and so they're actually reaching out and telling us like, oh, this is going on in our city, we got this festival, we got this. So the mayor of Haiti, you know, let us know that, you know, when the World Cup team, the Haitian soccer team, comes into town, they're going to be doing this big
event.
Like, you know, welcoming them, you know, to the city.
Yes.
And, you know, a brunch or whatever, wanted us to come and have the rum there and, you know, be a sponsor and stuff like that. So it's just amazing, you know, and going in that direction. And I think I mentioned to you, too, that in the next couple of months, we're going to be able to get our license for distribution in New York and New Jersey, Boston and Atlanta. Like those four states are like the top, you know, online sellers, you know, for online selling. So it just, you know, it only makes sense now too. So that's another thing that I'm doing now. I'm actually developing teams in those states, you know, so they can start doing tastings and stuff like that and promoting and,
right,
you know, so.
So you would be good if you had a system that can, like you said, automate a lot of this stuff for you.
Like, yeah, like especially, okay, like, so we're in Total Wines and, you know, we're trying to get into like Costco and BJ's and the Publix, the supermarkets and stuff like that. And just keeping up with them, like it's great, you know, having this personal relationship with them. You know, that's what separates us as well, right? You know, especially in Florida, Southern Florida, right? Having that one-on-one relationship with the venues. But it's just so time-consuming, you know, calling. And it's more and more, you know, people are starting to carry us. So I'm just like, if there was some kind of automated system, say like every, you know, 6 weeks or something, you know, calling in just sends them an email or something to kind of check in, you know, when they get to a certain level. So, you know, right now they're like, you know, we're not at that point yet, you know, because that's going to cost money, you know, to bring somebody in, I guess, to create that kind of system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I'm not familiar with AI, but I know, you know, it can do many things like that. Like that's one of the big things with AI, the automation, right?
Right.
So, but yeah.